The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll talk a little Capitals later in the show. Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals on Monumental Sports, joins us coming up at 9:20. But right now, we're going to talk some fantasy football. It's championship weekend. Dave Richard, of course, is our fantasy guru from CBS Sports. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Yes, Dave. For all your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting. And take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I actually consulted Dave and our pal Zach Kruger before last weekend's game. Because I have a league where you can go with three running backs, one receiver, two running backs, two receivers, or you could even go three receivers, right, one running back.
That's a flex.
And I had Hubbard. But I had Puka Nacua. That's really what it came down to. And I didn't want to bench Puka. I feel like he's a better player. And I did. It didn't matter. Would have beaten every other team in my league. Every other team. I would have beaten handily. Like, I had guys scoring left and right. Derrick Henry.
But he had every
Kyler
guy.
Kyler Murray. Yeah. He had Jonathan Taylor. I had the Falcons defense when they had two pick sixes, and I still lost.
Yeah, they gave me like 25 points.
Yeah, it's just frustrating.
Sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. I had to go against Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Brock Bowers, McMillan, Chase Brown.
Very similar.
He had no shot.
I had zero shot.
And frustrating because I was 11-3, and the guy who beat me to make it to the fantasy championship was 500.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's,
any given
that's fantasy
Sunday,
football for you.
All right, let's talk to Dave Richard now. He joins us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. What's up?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, guys? I was crushed by Jalen Hurts and his injury.
Yeah, me too.
I had him in like... I had eight teams left, and I want to say I had them in almost half my teams, and I only survived in half my games. So,
I texted you. I said, think about that luck. I was going against Jaden Daniels, okay? And I had Hurts, and he goes out in the 10th play. I lost by 22 points. Hurts easily would have had 22 points.
Absolutely. Right. It's funny how that works. And, you know, it's no different than any other week in the NFL where a player gets hurt, you're going to lose your game. It just sucks that it happens in the semifinal of your fantasy championship.
Well, I am playing for third place, so you're going to think this is funny. I tried to talk my buddy, who's the commissioner, and he had the best team this year in terms of points, but he lost last week. So we're playing for third place, which is, you know, $250-$300. It's the buy-in back, right? I tried to talk him into combining week 17 and 18 because I've got...
How'd that go?
He said, no chance.
I don't even think you want that. Like, I know that sounds fun and that extends the season. We used to have I'm in a keeper league. We used to have our championship go 2 weeks.
And
the problem we ran into is that just too many players.
Too many guys are
sitting out or messing around in week 18. It's just best to throw away week 18.
Well, that's what we're doing. But I'm already down 25-0 because he had Henry yesterday.
Yeah.
But look, if Hurts doesn't go, and he's who knows, I picked up Penix, but there's nobody. I can pick up Mason Rudolph. I mean, what do you think?
I really liked Penix's film from last week. He was already like here's the overlying factor. They should have gone to Penix weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was prepared. He was on target. A lot of the stats left on the field were because of drops. It wasn't because of him being off target or flustered or anything like that. Like, that dude was ready to go, and the matchup against Commanders could end up being high scoring. And so when I think about Mason Rudolph, yeah, he might be safer. He might get you like somewhere between 18 and 20 points. And Penix is going to be more volatile. He might be 14 points, but he also might be 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I really mean that. I really was impressed with how he played. He even ran a little bit. I think I might roll the dice on Penix.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, even though I lost, I will pat myself on the back. I picked up the Falcons defense last week, and that,
nice,
of course, paid dividends. What's the defense this week that if you're in a final or you're battling for a points title, what's the defense to pick up?
Right now,
week?
I've got New Orleans. And I dropped Atlanta because I don't like them against Washington, but I picked up New Orleans.
What are you doing with New Orleans' defense?
Well, because they're playing the Raiders and they suck. I don't know.
Okay. So did you watch Monday Night Football? Did you see what happened? Did you see what their defense was?
There's just not many options, but give me your thoughts on the options.
Okay, so most people already have the Colts roster because they're taking on the Giants. But I would look at the Dolphins defense because they're taking on the Browns, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, as long as he's slated to be the starter for Cleveland, that Dolphins defense, A, they played pretty well overall against the 49ers, and B, they've played pretty well overall this season.
Okay.
So I think that there's really a good opportunity for the Dolphins defense.
They are available.
I know they're on the road. Bang.
Okay.
You should dump the Saints defense like they're – you know, they belong in the trash.
Okay, all right. I just picked up the Dolphins.
The other defense, and this is just going to tell you how bad the Saints are, is the Raiders defense. So you might not be able to get the Colts. You might not be able to get the Dolphins. I think the Raiders defense has been improving over the last few weeks. They've actually been productive for fantasy, and now they're taking on the Saints. And if it's going to be Spencer Rattler without Alvin Kamara, without Chris Olave, without anybody at wide receiver, I mean, Marquez Valdes-Scantling would help them, and he didn't play last week. They just got shut out. It's the first time this year an offense got shut out. And if they don't improve, the Raiders are going to go to New Orleans and they're going to be able to possibly hold them to 7 or 10 points. And that's good for their defense. So the Raiders are a little bit more of a desperation option. And they're out there in 90% of leagues. I'd much rather have the Dolphins.
All right. And then last one, DK Metcalf or Garrett Wilson?
It's Wilson. I especially like that he's been chirping this week about how he needs to get the ball more. And, you know, push comes to shove. You watch this Jets team. Breece Hall doesn't look right, and Aaron Rodgers is in control of everything.
Yeah.
And when I watch DK Metcalf play, he had a great touchdown. But it just looks like all he can do is run straight at kind of a fast pace. Anytime he has to change a direction, he slows down. I think he's not at 100%. And even when he gets 7 targets like last week, he only caught 3 passes. He kind of got lucky with DK Metcalf last week. I view him as more of a flex than anything else. Wilson, I'd rather start.
All right.
800-636-1067. You have a fantasy lineup question on this championship weekend. Now's your chance to get in touch with our pal Dave Richard. Let's go to line one. Russ is in Burke, Virginia. Russ, you're on with Dave Richard. What's going on?
How's it going, Dave? Doing good?
Yes, sir.
I got a full PPR league. Need a pick one. Darryl Mooney, Michael Pittman, Jacoby Myers, or Brian Robinson Jr.?
I like Myers the best. Mooney would be second best, kind of what I talked about with the Falcons and how Mooney, he really seemed to be in sync with Penix on a lot of time throws on out routes. And you know that he's faster than Drake London. But Myers just kind of has that role as the number one wide receiver for Vegas. The one thing you've got to worry about when it comes to Myers is, are the Saints so bad defensively that even the Raiders can run the ball on them? And the Raiders have, you know, Alexander Mattison and Amir Abdullah. Abdullah's been great the last few weeks. Mattison scored last week. Does that take targets off the table for everybody in Vegas? And that's something that isn't going to worry you when it comes to Brock Bowers, but it might worry you a little bit when it comes to Myers. I do have Myers ranked higher, but it's not by much over Mooney.
Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, you're on with Dave Richard. What's going on?
Morning, Junks. Morning, Dave. Need one. don't trust Kendre Miller at all. So Stevenson, Ford. Yeah, Stevenson or Ford for running back. I need one. And then I have a separate question after that.
Yeah, so Ford, let's just get that one out of the way. He's certainly playing better than Ramondre the last couple of weeks.
Okay, and then I need to sit one. Dobbs, Downs, Juwan Jennings, or Deebo Samuel. I need to sit one of them.
Okay, I think I'm going to end up sitting Downs because this is another game where I just think the Colts will be able to run their way to victory. And I don't think the Giants will be competitive whatsoever. And with Romeo Dobbs, he could see a target spike if Christian Watson's out. And this is a matchup against Minnesota where they're not going to be able to run the ball with the same type of ease that they have been over the past few weeks. Jordan Love's going to have to take to the air. Dobbs is certainly one of his favorite mid-range targets.
There you go.
Good luck. Let's go to line three. Jen is in Dewey Beach. Jen, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hi, fellas. Good morning. Merry morning. Christmas. Good
morning, Jen.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so I made it to the championship, and I need some help with my quarterback. I'm really stumped on which one I should play.
It's my girl Jason Jen Burns, by the way, for Monumental.
Yes, nice. Good morning, Jason. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Miss you.
Okay, Dave, help me. Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, Baker's like a top five fantasy quarterback. Just the way that he's been playing and the way that the Bucs, like they've cultivated talent down there in Tampa. This is really a good offense. Jalen McMillan has stepped up to be a reliable target for Baker Mayfield, and they're playing Carolina. It's an awesome matchup. It's an easy matchup. I'd go with Mayfield.
There you go, Jen.
Good luck. 800-636-1067. You have a question for Dave Richard. Let's go out to Silver Spring. Guy, you're on with Dave Richard. Hey, Guy.
Hey, it's actually pronounced Gee.
Okay.
Oh, Gee. All right, Gee.
JSN today or Malik Nabers later, please.
Yeah, it's JSN for sure. We're talking about the number one receiver in Seattle's offense now, and not only is he winning on short-range targets in Geno because that offensive line, he's got to get the ball out quick, but he's also been winning downfield, and that's something that's taking away from DK. So what we talked about earlier about DK not looking right, JSN has really stepped up. He's the future. He's the present right now for the Seattle Seahawks. So I would easily take him over Nabers, who – honestly, unless it's a full PPR league, I really don't want to trust Malik Nabers for very much if I can help it with Drew Lock at quarterback.
Right, no. Right.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, real quick, two quick ones. Kyler Murray or Geno, and then a half-point PPR, I need one. Deebo, Connor, or Grindo, you know, barring they all play.
Right. Yeah, it would be Connor of those three. And he practiced on a limited basis on Wednesday. I don't know if the Cardinals practiced on Christmas. My guess is that they didn't. So whatever it says on their injury report doesn't really matter. I'm sorry, Wednesday was Christmas. I don't think they practiced on Wednesday. Whatever. He practiced on a limited basis before Christmas. I'm wasting your time. Geno is the answer at quarterback. I just can't trust Kyler Murray. He hasn't looked right. That offense is kind of disjointed right now. Connor is their offense, if you ask me. And Geno Smith against Chicago, the Bears' defense has really fallen off, and it's a short week. And I actually think it's going to be a competitive and potentially moderately high-scoring game between these two teams. And Geno could find his way to 300 yards and two touchdowns. He's on that fringe of being a top 12 quarterback for me this week.
Hey, Dave, would you go James Cook or Hubbard?
Love them both. How do I have that ranked? I think I have Cook ranked just a notch ahead of Hubbard.
Got you against the Jets. All right, let's go to Jay in Gaithersburg on line six. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
What's up?
Dave, down big already. Need full upside. Looking at two of three, Superflex, Goff, Darnold, and Baker. That's the first one.
Yeah.
Three good choices.
They're all awesome. And I think
I know.
Baker's got to be in there. And I think I have Darnold ranked ahead of Goff against the 49ers. Just a little bit of a tougher matchup for Goff against the 49ers on the road.
Good luck.
And here's the big one. Yep. I need three of four. CD, Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp. Who's out?
Cup is sitting. Cup is definitely sitting. So what's happening in L.A. is Cup, first of all, a couple weeks ago, I don't remember who he played, but they had a good game plan. I think it was the 49ers. They had a good game plan for just taking Cup away from right. Matthew Stafford. And I think teams have started to copy that. And Kyren Williams has gotten hot.
Yeah.
And this Rams offense, I think they're going to be able to just run and that's it against Arizona. And that's how they're going to win. So Puka will do his thing, but Cup scares me. And maybe he gets a token touchdown, but the idea of him getting like 7-plus catches, I think that's out the window.
Good luck, pal.
Good luck.
Let's go to line 7. It's AJ in Vienna. AJ, you're on with Dave Richard.
Greetings. Happy holidays. Dave, thanks again for kicking ass all year long. Non-PPR, got to sit one, and I think you just answered it here, but Cup, Neighbors, McMillan, Drake London.
Would you believe that London and McMillan are kind of easier for me to start over Cooper Kupp and Malik Nabers? It's crazy, but that's just how I feel about it. And I would go with Nabers because I just think he's got a little bit more upside than Cooper Kupp at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, Nabers seems to get the targets, even though he's got a bad quarterback throw. He's getting the
always
targets.
Always does.
Yeah, and he's
right,
getting some catches.
How good are those targets when they're, you know, 4 feet over his head or 2 feet in front of him?
No, that's true. He's not going to score a touchdown, but he'll catch 7 balls probably for 65 yards.
It's got
right.
the Jeff.
I mean, that's honestly the baseline.
Yeah.
Let's go to line 1. Jeff's in Winchester. Jeff, what do you got?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got 3. I just need 1, obviously. Darnold, Herbert, or Love, and Penix is available, by the way.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold has really earned the spot that he's got on your fantasy team as being a must-start fantasy quarterback. And awesome wide receivers, probably a high-scoring game between the Packers and the Vikings. And Green Bay's run defense has actually played really well over the last month and change. And it's going to be Sam Darnold. It's going to fall on his shoulders to win this game for the Vikings. I think the Vikings obviously want to try and get the 1 seed in the NFC. I think they'll do it. I think that Darnold's playing well enough and certainly could throw for well over 300 yards, 2-3 touchdowns. That's the guy who's got the most upside. That's who you should start.
All right. We're not going to do a speed round today because we have phone issues. So we're just going to knock out these last 5 or 6 calls here. Let's go to Zach in Calvert County. Zach, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
Jalen Waddle or Jordan Addison for 1, and then Jaden Daniels or Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Daniels over Darnold. I don't know if Waddle's even going to play, so I think that decision's made for you to go with Addison, and I would tell you to go with Addison anyway.
Right.
Let's go to Junior in Annandale. Junior, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, happy holidays. How you guys doing?
Happy
good, buddy.
Holidays. Great.
All right, so I got Joe Burrow or Jared Goff.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's Burrow.
Yeah.
Against Denver, I know that matchup is scary, but so is Joe Burrow. And yes. Honestly, he's an MVP candidate who's not going to get any votes for the MVP because of how bad
yep.
his defense is.
Is he your number one quarterback pretty much every week?
No. We are in a league with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson playing, so those guys are always going to be toward the top, but he's like right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that same range, and I don't see him having anything close to a bad game on Saturday against Denver. That's going to be a fun game.
I'm in a battle for the points title in the league that I got bounced out of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My guy had Jaden Daniels and Lamar on the bench.
Oh. Wow.
All right, up next?
That was a mistake this week.
It's Doug in Chantilly. Doug, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays.
You too,
good question. I have just 2 of 3, DJ Moore, Zach Charbonnet, and Breece Hall.
Okay, so I'm not expecting Ken Walker to play, and as long as that's the case, Zach Charbonnet is a must, and I would probably go with DJ Moore over Breece Hall. A little bit of an issue for you because we just don't know. We don't know about Walker's status, and DJ Moore plays tonight. I think I would just lock in DJ Moore against Seattle. That's a pretty decent matchup for him. He'll get a lot of targets, and again, Breece Hall just has not looked good. Did take a step forward last week, played more snaps, but really, I don't think he had a run. I don't think he had a play longer than 9 yards the entire game. So he's getting work. He's just not looking really good doing it.
If he didn't get in, you can always hit him up on X @DaveRichard. He's got his rankings at CBS Sports. Dave, if we don't talk to you again, it's been another fantastic season. Really appreciate all your fantasy advice. Our listeners love you, so always love having you on.
Yeah, have a great New Year, buddy.
Always great being on with you guys, and appreciate you guys, and glad that I've got this this relationship with you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and good luck in the fantasy championships.
That's right.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, buddy.
All right, guys. Be good.
That's our pal Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Remember, we got Joe B coming up in about an hour to talk some Caps here on The Junkie.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on an open line Thursday. That's right. Your chance to steer the show. You can get in now at 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. And we wanted to dive into a topic which has been gaining kind of steam the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more data coming out. We actually put up our poll of the day, had to do with what you watched on Christmas. Did you watch the NFL? Did you watch the NBA? Did you watch both or neither?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the NFL out of it. So the NFL right now is at 72%.
Right.
That's our audience. We're consuming the NFL. Neither's 15%. So that only leaves 13% that watched some NBA. The ratings are plummeting. On first month of the season, the ratings on ESPN NBA games are down 28%. TNT is somewhat flat. My theory there would be that because it's kind of known that it's, well, they've saved it, but it was going to be the last season with Barkley and Shaq, whatever. Those are good games. Somehow that those numbers have remained flat. But if you were an NBA fan, are you still watching the NBA? And if you're not, why? 800-636-1067. I am a fan.
Yep.
But I will tell you, yesterday, maybe watched 5 minutes. And it was only part of the Dallas Mavericks game. And you know I'm a Luka fan. And that was because the NFL games were such duds. Yep. I was busy with Christmas. The NFL games are mostly in the background. And to be honest, when the games are on regular TV, like I have YouTube TV, it's a little effort. Like if you're watching YouTube TV and you're just changing channels, that's easy. It's a little effort. I mean, it takes like 5 seconds, but a little effort to get off of Netflix, now put it on YouTube TV, and then put on the game. So just left it on Netflix the whole time with the NFL games. So why is this happening? I think the biggest reason, we just went to the Wizards game. I was talking about this with Valdez during the break. Lonzo Ball jacked up. LaMelo Ball jacked up 10 threes in the first quarter.
Yep.
And it looked like he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season NBA, it looks like these guys aren't trying that hard. Now, if you watch a sequence, I didn't stay up to watch it, but last night I did see the highlights. Last night, the ending of the Lakers-Golden State Warriors game was incredible.
Great. It was
right?
Great.
Golden State's down 5 with about 20 seconds left. Curry hits a 3. They foul him. Curry hits another 3 to tie the game. Austin Reeves hits a game winner. That's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But there are far too many games, like the one game which was highlighted a few weeks ago, where there were 75 combined missed 3-pointers in the game. That, to me, I think is the biggest problem.
And remember, the NBA inked an 11-year deal, almost $80 billion. The NBA signed an 11-year, $76 billion deal just this past summer. So this new deal almost triples the annual revenue the league brings in from its current contract. So, you know, they're spending so much money on the TV rights, and the NBA ratings are down 28%. Now, look, it's the first year of an 11-year deal, but I used to be a big NBA fan, especially in the 90s, you know, because Jordan and Barkley and Dominique and all those guys.
We were in our 20s,
right? Yeah. Got other stuff going on. And you know, and I used to be in NBA fantasy leagues. I used to bet on the NBA a lot more. Now I look at box scores occasionally. I don't even recognize a lot of the players.
We were doing that, and we were at the game. Jason and I were sitting there next to each other, and I was like, how many of these guys on Charlotte, just on site,
yeah,
could you name? And I was like, okay, I recognize that guy. He was on the Mavs last year, but it was like three.
Yeah.
It was like three guys. Now the Hornets are terrible.
Correct. And I think the Hornets are back in Washington tonight, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
I think they are. Anyway, I don't have the knowledge, the overall NBA knowledge I used to have, because there's so many different players. And a lot of these players are coming from Europe and
Australia. Do you think there's too many threes?
I do. I think, and everyone's taking them. Look, Wembanyama last night. Now, he's 7'4".
He had a great game.
He had a great game. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. He just is. Yeah. He had 42 points. He took 16 threes. He's 7'3 or 7'4".
He took 16?
I think he took 16.
I know he scored over 40 and had 18 rebounds.
I think he hit six threes. I think he was
6 for 16.
Let's see, Spurs. He was 6 for 16. He's 7'4".
Now you mentioned something about foreign-born players, because this is a theory in this article on Yahoo Sports, and I don't buy into a couple of these. It says, why is the NBA declining? One, social justice. Here's why I don't buy into that one. Because I feel like the NFL and the other leagues are doing that too. And the NFL's thriving. Like, I don't feel like the NBA is doing social justice different than the NFL.
I think it's the product and the interest in the product.
It says too much inventory, too many games. That's probably two. The regular season doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to fix the All-Star game. The All-Star game became a laughing stock.
Yeah.
And I think the All-Star game is symptomatic of most of the regular season play, where it just appears the guys are going through the motions, don't care. But it mentions death of American stars. So the top players, I mean, the guys that are winning the MVP in recent years, Jokic has won multiple MVPs. Giannis, I believe, has won multiple MVPs. Mm-hmm. Luka is always a candidate. Now, he hasn't won one.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the top players are foreign-born.
Wembanyama, he's going to win MVPs.
Yeah.
Foreign born.
See, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't feel like I need to see an American star to like the game more. To me, it's more the style of play.
No, but if you're older like us, now it doesn't really pertain to you, but I was always a bigger college basketball fan and still am. It's hard to follow college hoops as well because of so many transfers. The portal's crazy in college sports, but especially in basketball. But I still like to watch the college basketball, especially big games, conference tournaments, NCAA tournament over the NBA. But the NBA is so hard to follow because a lot of these players you just don't recognize. You didn't see them play in college.
By the way, a lot of these guys shut it down for so many games too.
Yeah, I know.
So you go to watch a game and there's a good chance one of the stars isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067.
I don't know why I actually felt bad for the NBA yesterday, because I mean, just the NFL just came in and literally, you know, made it their daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just remember on Christmas, the NBA standing alone, and you're kind of forced to watch the NBA. And sometimes it's a good product, sometimes it's a good game, and sometimes it's a bad game. But you're forced to watch the NBA. And for whatever reason, I shouldn't feel bad for the NBA, but I felt bad for it because it seemed like nobody was watching that.
Yeah.
People would rather watch
3% on our poll.
3%. People would rather watch bad football games.
Yeah, blowout 31-2.
Blowout football games. Instead of the Knicks storming back to overcome Wembanyama's 42 points.
Yeah.
Or the 76ers upsetting Boston.
Yeah.
I mean these games were awful, but people would rather watch the awful games as opposed to the NBA. I don't get it, and it made me feel sorry for the NBA.
Well, let's go to the phones. If you want to chime in on this, you can.
Football rules, because if you look at the ratings of the four college football play-in games, I call them play-in games because they're down to the quarterfinals, but they were all blowouts. The Ohio State-Tennessee game got 14.5 million. Mm-hmm. The Notre Dame-Indiana game got 14 million on Friday night.
But the NFL beat all the college football games.
Of course. The NFL, just think, but if the NFL didn't play that night?
Yeah.
Just think what the college football playoff numbers would be, even higher.
Right.
But football rules, and it always will.
And even the NBA finals can't even touch that.
Can't even touch
the NBA Finals. Can't touch the quarterfinals of college football, which can't touch any NFL game, even an awful NFL game.
What makes
I know, and they weren't even good.
Yep.
I know.
Let's go to
none of the four playoff games in college were terrible. They're all blowouts, and the two Saturday NFL games, blowouts.
Let's go to line four. Chris is in Bowie. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy holidays to you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I really think that, just think about this. Like a person like Anthony Edwards, they making him play soft. Like he can't play the way he wants to play. They put him filter with these guys. So like a Draymond Green, people, that's excitement watching, you know, dirty fouls and stuff. Like they taking the excitement out of the game a little bit.
And but you know, like, what? You bring up Anthony Edwards. I want to point out this about Anthony Edwards, and I can try and find the stats while we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize Anthony Edwards, who has Jordan-like ability, right? Unbelievable dunks, can take the ball to the basket. He's become a three-point shooter.
Hmm.
Like Anthony Edwards has become a guy who's jacking up more shots every year. I'm going to try and find it right now year over year, but that's what I'm talking about, the style of play. Like even a guy like that who's a great slasher
and, yeah,
has kind of conformed to the way the league is where you got to shoot threes.
Yeah, NBA is so boring. If you look at it, it's a everybody does the same thing. Sets a pick. You don't play over. They shoot the three. Or they give it to your center where you got a player like a Joel Embiid probably shoot 10 threes a game. You got everybody, every center shoots probably about 8 to 10 threes a game. Jokic shoot threes a game. Joel Embiid. You got every center. That's the formula now. You got to have a big man to shoot a three. And it's super boring. And what? I will say something, too. I have to think the NFL might go that way, too. I know everybody loves NFL and always watch NFL, but all these games every day, these games this week was super boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, no, they were.
Yes, I mean, so maybe there's something too much inventory, which is in that article, one of the theories. So Anthony Edwards last year, look, he was shooting a bunch of threes last year, too, but he was taking, on average, 6.7 threes a game. This year he's averaging 9.9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, and that's symptomatic of a lot of these guys in the league where, you know, and it's, I think it's maddening for a guy like Anthony Edwards, because if I was a T-Wolves fan, I want Anthony Edwards going to the basket.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable going to the basket, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at the total scores yesterday. I mean, Spurs, Knicks. I mean, the Knicks usually don't score a lot of points. I mean, I know
but
the game has changed. Now they do.
Yeah.
But remember when the Knicks were scoring in the 90s or the low hundreds, you know, 117 to 114, 118
to 114. And their coach is known for defense.
Yeah.
Thibodeau.
I mean, you're talking about total scores in almost the 230s, if not higher. It's just a different product.
All right. A bunch of people want to chime in. Hang tight. We'll come back, take your calls. Why are the NBA ratings so low? Why is everybody out on the NBA? Your call's next here on the Junkies. Joe Beninati will join us coming up at 920 to talk a little hockey. The Washington Capitals, when's Ovi going to return to the ice, and more. But we're talking about the NBA. You had Christmas Day. They had their best games on TV all throughout the day, and the NFL just smacked them around.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a one-day deal. The ratings have been declining for years in the NBA, and we want to know why our listeners are out on the NBA. I mean, I've never seen a poll like this. Just ask, did you watch the NBA? You could have said you watched the NFL and the NBA. And I think combined right now, when you look at the poll of people that watched any NBA, it's 13%.
Mm-hmm.
With the best games on, like the Knicks game, just on paper, again, I didn't really watch it. I mean, the Knicks are a title contender. That was a good game. You had Golden State against the Lakers. You had the Mavs against the Timberwolves. That's your Western Conference Finals from a year ago with an American star in Anthony Edwards, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic. I mean, star power everywhere. You had Wemby playing, up-and-coming player, but nobody's watching the NBA, and we want to know why. Our pal Doug Kammerer chimed in.
Oh, DK.
Doug Kammerer.
My man.
Who said, no defense.
Yep.
Said, no defense, no real offense being run, too many threes and one-on-ones.
They're just pickup games.
That's what it feels like.
Glorified pickup games. And then the other thing is, remember when you were asking, I don't know, this is probably 3-4 weeks ago, hey, do you know who the coach of the Houston Rockets is?
Right.
I mean, I can name a few coaches in the NBA because they've been there a while. Mm-hmm. But some of these coaches that are new, I have no idea who they are.
We just went to the Wizards Charlotte Hornets game, or like guys' night out before the holiday show.
Yeah,
I may have forgotten who Charlotte's coach is. It's Chris Lee, Chuck Lee. Yeah, he used to shoot threes in the NBA. Charles Lee.
Yeah, you're right.
Charles Lee.
Right, and you said who is that guy?
But we used to know all of them.
We used to know all the NBA coaches.
All of them.
Now you barely know, I don't know, but a third of them.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. All the lines are locked and loaded. We'll try to get all of you. Let's go up to Mitchellville. Jay, you're on with the Junkies. Line 3. Jay, what's going on? Out in our hood.
Happy holidays, fellas.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, buddy?
No, man. I was watching a game yesterday with my father, who's 75, mm-hmm. and my uncle, who is 65, and my son, who's 28. I thought my father and my uncle were going to have a stroke watching that Philly game. They could not believe how many threes Al Horford and Joel Embiid were taking in centers. Because, you know, they're used to, back in the day, Patrick Ewing, you know, mm-hmm. all the big men in the paint.
Yeah.
And my father brought up a good point. He's like, who's the point guard for Boston? I'm like, Derek White. He's like, you mean the guy that shot 10 three-pointers?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's not what traditional point guards do. They're used to point guards being floor generals. The game was unwatchable. And when Wimby took 16 threes, they couldn't believe it. They're like, how are you 7'5", and you're standing out on the three-point line?
Yep.
It was just unwatchable. They'd rather have watched the NFL blowouts and watch yep. those games. And I was cutting, but my son, who's 28, he understood the direction in which the game, you know, he found it funny how upset they were. But they were like, the NBA game is trash now. They're like, you don't have, and they brought up some good points. They were like, back in the day, point guards did not take three-pointers.
Right.
He was like, a point guard might take 10 three-pointers in a week back in the day, not in one game.
Yeah, so, there were exceptions. But they were more set-up guys.
Correct.
Set up the offense. Thanks, Jay.
There were 89 threes taken in that game last
night. Yeah, that's the point I wanted to get to. And
almost 100 combined threes.
Look, it's what the Celtics do.
Yeah, they've always been that way.
What ruined the NBA,
they don't have your traditional center.
What ruined the NBA was one of their greatest players. Steph Curry came into the league and changed the game.
Yep.
And all these teams said, oh, wait a second. Our guys should be taking threes. Like, imagine if Larry Bird had the opportunity in today's game to shoot threes. But Larry Bird actually would take 3 3-point attempts a game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally different.
I'd have to look up his average, but it wasn't like he was jacking them up.
But what I don't understand is, so obviously there's a ratings problem domestically, but isn't basketball in the NBA globally just on fire?
Yeah,
it probably.
They do a good job marketing, and all those international players.
Yeah.
Are popular. Let's go to line 2. G from the shop wants to chime in. What's up, G?
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, G.
I love the NBA because I grew up on basketball, but you got to know how to use the remote control, man, because I watched the NBA yesterday. I watched the NFL. I watched Die Hard as usual. Watched some snippets of Christmas Story. But don't downplay what you watched on the NBA yesterday, because Wimby, yeah, he took 16 threes, but the game done changed, man.
No.
He's a freak.
But so do you like it as much, G?
Do you like
it? Do you enjoy it as much?
I enjoy good basketballs. If he hit,
but is it good
threes,
basketball?
No, it's how the game is, and I accept it. But what I did enjoy, I enjoyed watching Kyrie Irving, the most skilled basketball player I've ever seen
Love
in my life.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Come back from 28 down. They ain't pull it out, but yeah. And old-ass LeBron without AD. And I'm about tired of AD, man. He needs to go be a PE teacher, man. He really needs to go be a PE teacher, because he get hurt like Stephen A. Smith walking to the bathroom, man. I had a 13-leg parlay, all I'm right, except AD's stats.
Of course, because he bunged you. Got hurt first quarter.
13-leg parlay, that's deep. Let's go to line 5. Dave is in D.C. Dave, you're on with the Junkies. What do you think?
Happy holidays, fellas.
Happy holidays.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, man. I just think they took the physicality out of the game. I mean, you can get a pity-pat foul, and they can still get a three. You just messed the whole game up. You know, big men belong down low. Curry is special, but I think, you know, his style of play messes the game. Continue to shoot up the threes just because they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys are spoiled, in my opinion, as well. You got these guaranteed contracts. If you had these guys play for what they work for, you would get a lot more out of the defense and just the whole overall product when they do.
I can't imagine how tough it is. Thank you, Dave. I can't imagine how tough it is for a coach to try and instill defense into these players who are making, on average, they're making like $10 million. So, like, didn't Corey Kispert? I like Corey Kispert. We've had him on the show.
Just signed
nice
a crazy
guy,
deal.
Can knock down threes. But didn't he sound like a deal for like $15, $16 million a year?
Pretty close.
He's a role player.
I know. Who can shoot threes? If he jacks up 10, he's probably going to hit four of them.
It's just, look, when I said the Curry thing, I didn't really finish my thought there. So Curry changed the game, and then the analytics. Analytics has become so big in sports that the analytics were, hey, if you're going to take a shot, it's either got to be a layup or dunk or a three-pointer. They've taken away like the mid-range.
Yep.
And, man, when the previous caller mentioned his dad and his grandfather watching Patrick Ewing, I mean, it used to be an era where you had Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there were guys like Rick Smits. There were all these big men that battled it out down low. Yeah, that's all gone.
Yeah, I mean, the analytics show you, hey, if we take 40 threes and hit, you know, 37% of them, all right, so whatever the number that is, you know.
That's better than shooting the twos.
It's better than shooting the twos. And what happened yesterday in the Lakers-Warriors game? The Lakers hit 15 threes, so they hit 36% of their threes, as opposed to the Warriors, who I think they hit less, but, you know, they win by a bucket.
But look, I watch a lot of NBA. The other thing is just the regular season is super long, and it appears the players don't really care in most games. Maybe at the end of a game, you'll have a little flurry, but they probably should shorten that season by at least 20 games.
Which is never going to happen.
Nope. Let's go to Ray in Herndon, line four. Ray, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays to you, man.
You too, bro.
Right back at you.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's the threes, man. Like, no question about it. I grew up being a huge NBA fan, but I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I haven't completed an NBA game all year. Because every single time I watch it, it's the same thing. They're just going back and forth, just jacking up threes. They're not even, it seems like they're not even running the full length of the court. You know, they're just going from three-point line to shoot up threes, and it's just a three-point contest.
Yep.
All the other stuff that you guys said is true as well. You know, because the game is playing at such a fast pace, you can't really play defense. There's a, you know, bunch of, you know, the art of the game of basketball has just been taken away. You know, there's no more mid-range game like you guys just kind of alluded to.
No, it's five outside. That's how they call the offenses, five outside.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason talked about playing at DeMatha. You've said it many times that your coach, Morgan Wooten, mm-hmm. would keep track of the passes into the paint.
Post feeds. Yeah. And he would run through the box score at the end of the game and he'd say, all right, Jerod Mustaf, you had 27 points and 12 rebounds. Pete Reese, you had 8 points and four. Who led the game in post feeds? And I was happy that a couple times I did. And now, look, I like to jack them up, okay?
Right.
But, you know, a high school game is only 32 minutes long.
Right.
So you have limited possessions. So if I got to 10 or 12, 15 points, I had a great game. But if you could get 6 or 8 post feeds into Jerod Mustaf, McDonald's All-American, you
kind
did a great
job. Kind of a smart move. So there's jump, hook, or dunk.
Correct.
Let's do one more. Reggie's in D.C. What's up, Reggie?
What's going on, fellas? Happy holidays to you.
Reggie, what's up?
It's two things. I watched 1 minute of NBA yesterday. First of all, the thing that bothers me is there's no – I'm going to put this like box office / superstars. Like, you wanted to see Jordan when he came in. You wanted to see Kobe when he came to your city. Right. You wanted to see LeBron when he was with the Heat. You wanted to see KD when he was with the Warriors. So right now, there's like no villain team that like when you play, they put freaking Golden State and LeBron. It was a good game. I watched maybe 30 seconds of it, but towards the end, right. It was a good game, but they passed their prime. So it's like, okay. Then on top of that, the one thing that bothers me is that the players that come in today can't play. So you got to
But even
wait.
The guys, like I said, I hadn't planned on bringing up Anthony Edwards, but when the caller was talking about the threes, it's like Anthony Edwards popped to mind because he had a great run in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people gravitated towards him. He's an American player. He's a likable guy. He's got a good personality and charisma. But all of a sudden, he's jacking up 10 threes a game.
But JT, you're not paying no money to go see him like you would like when Jordan when he was in his prime.
No.
Like I'm talking about like and even like the young guys that come in. Anthony Edwards has been in the league 5 years. Where we drafted Star, whatever his name is, probably take 5 years for that boy can play. So like you won't have a Jayden Daniels in the NBA. You won't have a rookie that's like was great in college. And then on top of that, the college game, they don't go to college. So even the great college players, air quote, great, are not like who's the best player in college right now?
Well, people hyping up Cooper Flagg.
He's okay.
Yeah. I think Ron Harper's kid's really good.
Yeah,
he's good. But Cooper Flagg, he's okay. If you watch a Duke game, when he comes into the NBA next year, he's going to struggle because he's only 17.
Yeah,
so he's not going to be ready to play. That's the issue with the NBA is, again, the young guys that come in can't play. And then now LeBron retires, Curry retires. Who is going to be the marquee Christmas? They're going to probably like the
Wemby.
They're going to try to go with like now kind of your teams versus the individual players. But and I know, JT, I listened to this show for damn near 30 years. You love the NBA. There's no way you can tell me that you, like, it's exciting for you to get up.
I said it myself. I watched
the NFL than you was the NBA.
I watched 5 minutes yesterday. Look, I'll enjoy the playoffs because in the playoffs, they care.
Mm-hmm.
There's some intensity and it means something.
They step the defense up a little bit.
Yeah. But the regular season, it's a tough watch. It's a tough watch. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the Junkies Blitz. We'll switch back. We'll get to the sport that everybody does watch and everybody talks about. We'll talk some NFL next here on the Junkies.